Hey everybody, it's Thursday. I'm Matthew Laria, and I want to take a second to welcome you to our Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we're going to get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you again today, Lord, for your Word. Lord, we ask you today for grace and help to receive your Word. We ask you today for revelation of your Word. And Father, we thank you for abounding ability to put it into practice and to see it work in our lives, and we do thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we're doing a series of teachings entitled Casting All Your Care Upon Him. And let's go back over to 1 Peter chapter 5 again. And let's look there at verse 7. It says, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. Now, on today's broadcast, I want to talk to you about how you do this, how you cast your care upon the Lord. You know, we've been hearing this week on the broadcast that it is important that we do cast our cares on the Lord. But how do I do that? How do I get a care off of me and over onto the Lord? Well, you do it two main ways. And the first way you do it is you cast your care with your will. I want to say it to you again. You cast your care with your will. You know, this verse in 1 Peter 5, 7, starting back up in verse 6, it says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. God is talking to you in that verse. He's talking to me in that verse. You know, in Matthew 6, 25, when Jesus said this, I say unto you, take no thought or take no care for your life. Jesus is talking to you. He's talking to me. And so, friend, you decide what you do with cares that come to you. I decide what I do with cares that come to me. And so to cast your care over onto the Lord, you must exercise your will. You have to make a choice of what you're going to do with that care that is sitting in front of you. And if you do cast your cares over onto the Lord, it'll be because you chose to. And if you don't cast your cares over on the Lord, it'll be because you chose not to. But your will is heavily involved in this, because to cast your care or to not cast your care is a choice. Come on, say that with me. It's a choice whether or not I cast my care over onto the Lord. It's a choice. And my will is heavily involved. And so you are responsible for what you do with cares that come to you. And you are responsible for casting your cares upon the Lord. God doesn't do this for you. This is your responsibility, and you have to exercise your will and choose to do it. Otherwise, it'll never get done. And every care that comes to you demands that you make a choice. Every care that comes to you, I need to say it again, demands that you make a choice, that you exercise your will and make a choice. And so a care comes to me about my kids. I have to exercise my will and make a choice. What am I going to do with this? Well, I choose to cast that over onto the Lord. And then another care comes to me about my finances. That's demanding I make a choice. And I have to choose, what am I going to do with this? Well, I choose to cast this over on the Lord. And so the first thing you have to do in casting your cares is you have to exercise your will. You cast your care with your will. You can choose to take the care and be eaten up by worry, or you can exercise your will and cast your care over onto the Lord. Now, the second thing that we have to do in casting our cares is that we cast our cares with our words. And so those are the two things. You cast your care with your will, and you cast your care with your words. In Psalm 23, 4, David wrote this, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And so the valley of the shadow of death is a place where you have an opportunity to take the care of your life, of your provision. There's a lot of danger there. And so there are cares sitting before him. And how did he not let the care sit down upon him? He exercised his will and he used his words. He said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." What is he doing? He's using his words, he's exercising his will, and that kept the fear from overtaking him. That kept the fear from getting down on the inside of him. Psalm 53, verse 2 says this, "My enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me." And so, obviously, there are cares that are laying before him. He went on to say in verse 3, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in you." Verse 11, "In God I have put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me." And so again, we see somebody with cares laying before them. He exercises his will and he uses his words. He said, "At what time I am afraid, I will trust." And then in verse 11, he said, "In God I put my trust, I will not be afraid." And so in casting your cares over on the Lord, it's a decision and it's a declaration. I want to say it to you again. It's a decision. It's a declaration. In casting my cares over on the Lord, I'm choosing something and I'm saying something. And so let's say a care comes to me about our church, North Smoke Church. Again, join us Sunday mornings, 10 a.m. You'll love it. But let's say a care comes to me about the church. I have a choice to make. I need to choose something. I need to say something. And so I need to choose. I need to choose and say, "I will not worry about that. I'm not going to take the care about that and about the church." No. I cast the care of this over onto the Lord. I will trust him. I will not worry. I will not fret. He's taking care of this for me. And you can see right there, friends, by using my will and by using my words, I kept that care from coming, from getting in me and overtaking me. I kept that care off of me. Come on, what if a care tries to come on me about my girls? You know, I got Grace is 8, Faith is 5. And you know, I have visions of when they're 16, 17, 18, whenever they decide whenever we allow them to start, you know, maybe dating a boy or something like that. I have visions of pimple-faced boys coming over to the house and their spouse and who are they going to marry and all these things. When these cares come to me, I got to choose something. I got to say something. And I got to say, "No, I'm not going to worry about their spouse. I'm not going to worry about their future. I refuse to take the care of that. I roll the care of my girls and their future over onto the Lord. God is taking care of them. God is taking care of that." What am I doing with my will and my words? I'm keeping cares off of me. And so you're choosing something. You're saying something. You're deciding something. You're declaring something. You know, in Matthew 6:31, Jesus said this, "Take no thought," or "take no care, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? Wherewithal shall we be clothed?" The BBE version says it like this, "Do not be full of care, saying." And so that is clear how you take a care. You take a care by yielding to it and by saying, "What are we going to eat? What are we going to drink? What are we going to wear?" And so you take the care by choosing to yield to it and saying something. You cast the care by choosing to resist it and saying something. Come on, you're choosing something, you're saying something, you're deciding something, you're declaring something, and with your will and with your words, this is how you cast your care over onto the Lord. Now, friend, you and I must learn to do this with strong negative emotions all over us. You have to learn how to use your will and use your words to cast your cares upon the Lord while you're experiencing strong negative emotions. You know, cares in your life, depending on how serious they are, can come with some very strong emotions, very strong negative emotions. When cares come on you or try to come on you about serious things, you can have very strong feelings of fear and anxiety and sorrow. And that makes the feelings, the emotions can make casting your care on the Lord more challenging. See, it's easy to get emotional when a care tries to come on you. It's easy to get emotional and take the care. You know, it's easy to feel real worried or feel real anxious or feel real afraid and just cower to those feelings and just take the care. You know, I think about Jairus in Luke chapter 8. He came to Jesus and said, "My daughter lies at home at the point of death." And he told Jesus, he said, "But if you come and lay your hands on her, she will live." And while they were on the way back to his house, somebody came from his house and said, "Don't bother Jesus anymore. Your daughter's already dead." I imagine when Jairus heard that, some very strong negative emotions of fear and anxiety and sorrow tried to come all over him. Now Jesus looked at him and said, "Fear not, believe only, and she will be made whole." That's another way of saying, cast the care of this over onto me, Jairus, and I will take care of it. And Jairus did just that. He didn't fear. He stayed in faith, and his daughter was made whole. And so, friend, it's easy in those types of situations to get emotional, to get upset, to fret, to get sorrowful, and just take the care. But if we do that, we're going to be defeated. If we do that, we won't enjoy victory. We have to learn how, with negative emotions all over us, to exercise our will and speak in opposition to the cares, to the feelings, to the emotions. We got to be like David was in the valley of the shadow of death. What did he say? "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." Go on, what did he say in Psalm 53:2? "My enemies would swallow me up daily. They be many that fight against me. But at what time I'm afraid, I will trust. I will not be afraid of what man can do unto me." And friend, this is what you and I have to learn how to do. That when these negative emotions of fear and anxiety and cares are trying to come all over us and get in us and overtake us and pull us out of faith where we can't enjoy victory, there has got to be something that comes roaring out of the inside of us where we say, "I will not fear. I will not fret. I cast the care of this over onto the Lord, and He will take care of me." You know, Kelly Copeland is Kenneth Copeland's daughter. Well, her daughter, when she was 11, she was in the hospital and got a very bad report from the doctor. I think the doctor gave her 12 hours to live, gave her daughter 12 hours to live. And in her testimony, she said when she got that report, she could feel the fear try to come all over her. And she, when that happened, she turned and looked at her sister and she said, "I will not fear." And friend, when she did that, she said she felt just a major breakthrough. And the end of that testimony is that her daughter was supernaturally healed. But what I want to encourage you with that story was this: you and I must learn how to do this with strong negative emotions of fear and anxiety trying to come all over us. We must learn to exercise our will and use our words to cast our care over onto the Lord. Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, I want to remind you of these three things. Number one, you cast your care with your will. Number two, you cast your care with your words. And number three, we have to learn how to use our will and use our words to cast our cares upon the Lord while we're experiencing strong negative emotions. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we thank you that you are helping us to develop in casting our cares over onto you. And Lord, we just make a decision that we're going to use our will, we're going to use our words, and we're going to keep cares off of us, and we're going to cast all of our cares over onto you. And we do thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Now, don't forget to come back tomorrow for Friday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast, and we're going to close out this series entitled, Casting All Your Care Upon Him. We'll see you then.